SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking with Salem Radio, Heritage Foundation legal commentary Hans von Spakovsky believes many judicial interventions are overstepping established boundaries.
I think almost all of these judges are violating the most basic standards that have been set out by the Supreme Court on the limits to their authority.
The Trump administration remains in a tingle against a myriad of orders and injunctions by lower court federal judges that are blocking his administration's actions nationwide. The accumulating injunctions prompted the president this week to ask the Supreme Court to intervene. The Trump administration asking the court to halt a ruling by U.S. District Judge William Alsup in San Francisco, who ordered the rehiring of thousands of federal workers that were let go in mass firings across several agencies. Also at SRNNews.com, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says he will not resign his post despite pressure from some in the party after he voted to move forward with Republican spending legislation that avoided a government shutdown. Some angry Democrats have pushed for him to face a primary challenge, perhaps from New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Emergency crews in at least three eastern states are battling several small wildfires.
Wildfires force a mandatory evacuation Sunday in a North Carolina county still recovering from Hurricane Helene. Three wildfires are burning in Polk County. South Carolina's governor declaring an emergency in response to growing wildfires in that state. Voluntary evacuations are in effect. Hundreds of miles north, the New Jersey Forest Service was battling a blaze in the Wharton State Forest. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Idaho strikes a blow for religious freedom.
Republican Governor Brad Little has signed legislation that will keep doctors and other medical personnel from having to participate in procedures that violate their deeply held beliefs. That means a Christian healthcare professional will not have to perform an abortion or a sex change operation if he doesn't wish to. Religious hospitals will also have the right to, quote, make employment, staffing, contracting, and administrative decisions consistent with their religious beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Early voting has begun in Wisconsin for a seat on the state Supreme Court. The election, viewed by some analysts as a kind of proxy for the nation's political battles, and it has attracted a lot of funding from outside the state. The Wisconsin court is set to consider cases involving abortion and redistricting. The election will determine whether the court remains under liberal control or flips to a conservative majority. Regular in-person voting will take place on April 1st. This is SRN News. Sunday marked a milestone anniversary for one of America's most influential speeches.
The date was March 23rd, 1775. The famous words were spoken by Patrick Henry, concluding his speech dramatically before the Second Virginia Convention with these words, "I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Among those who heard were George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and several other influential U.S. founders. Henry's speech persuaded the convention to approve deploying its state troops for the eventual War of Independence, which began just a few weeks later at Lexington Green in Massachusetts, when the shot heard round the world began the American Revolution. George Williams reporting.
23andMe has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and its co-founder and CEO has resigned as that genetic testing company continues to its push to cut costs. The company will look to sell substantially all of its assets. More details at SRNNews.com.